Havarim. This is Reverend Sheila Crawford, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. Well, in Washington, the administration continues to try passing a trade agreement that contains hidden provisions that so far those in the know has been able to squelch, but the president isn't giving up so easily. Stay tuned to that. And the recent ruling by the United States Supreme Court over Jerusalem not being a part of Israel really hasn't caused that much of an uproar from the Israeli leaders. This is due, in my opinion, of course, to the secret fact that they have known for quite a while that in the fullness of time, it would become apparent that Jerusalem would be recognized an internationalized city. And obviously, now is that time. This ruling also gives us who study the prophecy books in detail just another added sign of how truly close we are to the one world order. My husband Dan will open our program with prayer, and then I was wondering if you wouldn't mind reading Zechariah 12:2 first, dear.
Behold, I will give Jerusalem a cup of drunkenness to all the surrounding peoples when they lay siege against Judah and Jerusalem. Okay, Father God, as we see the signs mounting, as we anxiously await your meeting us up in the sky, air, bestow on us an added desire to witness even more so to the lost. We exalt you and ask you that you consider the recent prayer request sent to us, as we also ask for divine protection from the evil one, and that our temptations and burdens be light. We ask in Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen.
Amen. That's right. Yes, Jerusalem will become a cup of drunkenness. And that actually means how the people are in an intoxicating fervor to take hold of it. Why, you might ask? Explain who these people are. They are the enemies of God, the dark forces who follow Satan, who want Jerusalem because it's always been God's particular place where he has even put his name there with his initial, and it's called the Sheen. It actually resembles RW, and it's embedded right into the landscape with the three valleys, the Kidron, Hinnom, and the Tyropian right up the middle.
Yes, and he tells us that in 1 Kings 11:36. Maybe I should read that.
Oh, yes, I think so. This is actually where God is speaking through his prophet Ahijah.
My servant David may always have a lamp before me in Jerusalem, the city which I have chosen for myself to put my name there. That's and again, that's 1 Kings 11:36.
That's right. Okay, so we all know that Satan, or some call him Lucifer, wants to be worshipped as God. So he must have Jerusalem to sit in the Holy of Holies and demand worship, like Scripture says he will do. But then soon he'll be chained up in the abyss, whatever you want to call it. Abyss. Thank you, hon. At Jesus' return. And of course, that takes place in Revelation 19. So, Lucifer must order his demons to possess the elite to steal it away from God and the Jews. And he's really been achieving that and as planned. But to us who know this must happen first anyway, know that his return is even more expected. And that's a good thing. You know, it's the sweet and bitter scroll that John consumed in Revelation 10. Just like we consume the word, that's very sweet, but bitter too when you realize how awful it will be, especially on those left behind. But we must move on. Dear, could you tell the listeners how they can contact us?
Yes. You can send us your questions or comments by email to Sheila at shofarministries.net or call the office and leave a detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio 44021. And love offerings are very much needed and greatly appreciated, which automatically puts you on our mailing list for future newsletters. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where past radio and teaching letters are archived for your added learning.
And where you can leave me your email address to receive other timely messages.
And also remember, the first Friday of every month, Shofar Assembly is in Chestland discussing these end of days. And the third month is Prophecy DVD Night. Again, that's Chester Christian Center, 11815 Chillicothe Road, Chestland, Ohio.
Thank you. All right. Well, I have to reiterate again, as we delve into some pretty evil stuff, especially when it comes to many of our own government leaders, who in the natural, we could never imagine them doing such things, these deeds of betrayals. But you must look past the flesh. Use your spiritual eyes to perceive the evil behind them. Always ask yourself if demon power could do such a thing. Well, your answer would, of course, be yes. And, of course, we are told this in Ephesians 6:12. But when we need to do it, we sometimes forget and think, oh, that's just impossible. He's such a nice person and blah, blah, blah. Well, if you are a true believer and into the study of God's Word, as we all should be, this will become obvious to you. And in Ephesians 6, verse 13, it's even more specific in that he emphasizes, especially in the evil days. That means today, where the darkness is more dark. So to you who listen to this program regularly and are not sleeping as others do, be on the alert to what is happening. And my calling is to keep you abreast of the evil that is surrounding us, who is waiting for us to leave because we are restraining his work. And when we leave, and this is another reason that we must leave, the portals or the gates will open, and wickedness then at its finest will descend upon the earth. Revelation 12 confirms this, and also Revelation 9 says the abyss will open with demon locusts with faces like men, and they'll have a leader named Apollyon, whose name means the destroyer, and he's going to come up from within the earth. Oh, saints, don't you see that's why we must leave for all that to occur? Like in the days of Lot, who had to escape before the judgment could begin. And there's no way that the Lord that I know would allow his bride to endure such evil. And you know what? I think shame on those who preach otherwise and steal our blessed hope. And keep in mind that most of our upper leaders take their orders from the powerful, the rich, elite globalists. And, as I say often, fear is not from God, and in fact, it is a thief that comes to rob you if you do have what you term fear, and therefore neglect wanting to know anything about these days. Let me submit to you that in reality, it's a trust issue. It's interesting that we trust God for eternity, but refuse to trust him while alive in these days. Fear is looking at yourself instead of God and will cause you to make bad decisions. So stop asking how I can stop my fear, but rather, how do I trust God more? That's a simple answer. More word, more trust. Then fear will dissipate. It has to. Remember the song, Onward Christian Soldiers? Be a soldier, because fear establishes limits in your life. For instance, if you fear heights, you're going to stay low. Surely you must be aware that the enemy knows you and can see how you act and will send thoughts to your mind, and you'll think it must be God, for I'm a Christian. So are you above temptation? No. We know better than that. No one is above temptation. And fear gives way to it. It's so much better to face your fears, to push through, to overcome, and then be better for it. I hear talk from Christians that they don't like all that doom and gloom stuff. Well, someone has to do it. But if you hear anyone say that, tell them they are looking from the wrong side of the fence. Noah preached doom and gloom, and no one listened either. Oh yeah, it's just like in the days of Noah. No one's listening, not even the majority of the so-called church. So will these ho-hum Christians be as aggressive at witnessing when not really believing he's coming soon? Seeing all these signs descending on us all at once makes me more aggressive at witnessing, and God is sending the signs so we will have a reason to be more aggressive. So in my humble opinion, if you refuse to acknowledge the signs, well, aggressiveness will not be your high quality. Let's look at all those in a minute or two. According to Scripture, all of the human race except Noah and his family had become defiled, corrupted. Now, when you connect all the dots, it is obvious that for the DNA to have been corrupted, something other than human defiled it. Genesis 6 and Jude does tell us how they all became defiled. And you know what? We all have choices, and apparently angels do too. They were also called the sons of God because they were directly created by God. But they had a choice, and some decided to leave their first estate. These fallen angels, or in Hebrew, the Nephilim, meaning the fallen ones, were now able to and did cohabitate with human women, producing defiled flesh called giants, who then produced other giants, also called in Hebrew the Rephaim, referred to as the permanently dead in various scriptures like Isaiah 26. These were unredeemable, for they all had the seed of Satan, that seed that Genesis 3 says Satan has. So when Jesus says that the end times will be likened to the days of Noah, do you think he was just referring to the fact that everything was just as usual? Or maybe more is involved here. You know, many good scholars believe that Satan's seed has infiltrated the human race again. And some of that thinking is because even after the flood, there were more giants, like in David and Goliath, and Goliath's brothers. And when the Israelites were fearful of these giants in Canaan, they wouldn't go in and take the land, even after God instructed them to. But as I said just a few minutes ago, it was more than fear. They didn't trust God. Of course, I always encourage you to do your own study, your own homework, your own research, please. Just understand, there are very sinister people out there who want to do harm. Christians in particular, and anyone who stands in their way, stopping at nothing to accomplish the orders given to them. Praise God, we have Jesus. Now that brings me to the topic of CERN, which I want to just speak on for a moment. And I have spoken of CERN before, that's C-E-R-N. But now I have just a little more information to add about this 300-foot underground radiation physics project. It's a circle of 17 miles around, encircling within the borders of both Switzerland and France. It uses hydrogen to strip electrons of their negative charge, leaving just the protons, which are contained in this 17-mile ring. Now, these protons are then ramped up using a magnetic charge at an alarming speed, close to the speed of light, increasing them over a period of time, just increase and increase, until eventually they will collide and explode. This is the same instrument which allowed scientists to discover the Higgs boson, or what they called the God particle in 2012. This is very demonic, as scientists are hoping to produce the same kind of particles that were present at the creation, or what they call, which would then eliminate a creator, in their minds anyhow. But others believe they have a dual purpose in their madness and actually are hoping and believe there is a high possibility of opening another dimension. And we all know what exists in other dimensions. As I said a few minutes ago, does the book of Revelation, especially chapter 9, come to mind when the abyss will be opened and horrors will come out? As I said, looking like very large locusts, having the faces of men, teeth like lions, and stings in their tails. And they have a king. And again, that king's name is Abaddon in Hebrew and Apollyon in Greek. It's intriguing that at one time, to Apollyon, the god Apollyon, in the same area as CERN is today. And right now, on the ground level, right in the front of CERN, there stands the Hindu goddess Shiva, also means destroyer. And she's doing a ritualistic dance of creation. Whew. Oh, and guess what CERN's logo is? It's three sixes over the Earth within a circle ring signifying these rapid moving protons. And they really do expect an explosion that others say could cause great danger to the Earth and space. A true Christian explained it as a sort of taking the glue out of matter that holds things together. Maybe it will play a role in the opening of the bottomless pit. Or Jesus will let them think they did. But they'll soon be dismayed at what they encounter. And again, this is all after the rapture. Another name for gateway into the heavens has also been termed as a portal, where angels, both good and bad, have used to enter Earth from the upper skies of the heavens. Now, let me give you an example, and this is from Scripture. In Genesis 28, where we see that Jacob in his dream saw angels ascending and descending from heaven. Well, he was awestruck and called the place the house of God. Now, the word for house is bayith, which could also mean door. But then he goes on and it says a gate to the heavens, and that's plural in the original. So this suggests that perhaps there is a way to get into heaven, and these angels use it. And we also know that we see them in the second sky, where the celestials are, both good and bad, according to Daniel 10. And, of course, the third sky is actually heaven, where God and his heavenly kingdom reside. So there's different heavens. Anyhow, Jacob refers to this pathway like a ladder into the gate of the heavens. Now, this gate can also be called a portal. And there are actually a few of them, from what I understand. And the experts say this. Again, please do your own research, just sharing what I've been learning and connecting some dots. It has been highly suggested that this Tower of Babel was actually them trying to get into a portal into the second heaven, which in a way makes more sense than building a tower into God's heaven, which when I first read it many years ago, it just made me surmise that they were pretty stupid to even think that they could do that. But perhaps Nimrod saw a being either entering this, what we say, portal, or coming down from one. Kind of puts a different light on things, don't you think? After all, in Genesis 10:8, it does say that Nimrod began to be a mighty one, which is Gibor, meaning a tyrant or a giant. So maybe out and joined the evil entities and started the Babylonian religion of gods and goddesses. It's amazing how still today this area is protected from harm, even with the wars that have gone on in Iraq. The same area is still there, perhaps protecting the land around this portal. Fallen angels are still around, also called heavenly hosts. We believe it's only the ones who cohabitated with the women in Genesis 6 that are chained up, waiting to be let loose during the judgment time of the great day, which we call the tribulation. And again, we base that on scripture in Genesis 6:4, where it says they existed also after that, meaning after Noah's day. And as I've already stated, the giants were indeed seen after the flood as well. But we must move on. We're running out of time here, but want to tell you of another portal above Mount Hermon, where the Book of Enoch says the fallen angels landed. And this was a high place where the deity called Pan appeared. Now, how revealing that Jesus himself in Matthew 16 pointed to this very mountain in Caesarea Philippi, which had the landmarks of evil artifacts all around in places of sacrifice. When Jesus spoke out that the gates of hell shall not prevail over his church. I was there myself, and I saw the niches in the caves carved into this mountain. And again, a gate can be a door or a portal. Now, knowing this, my husband and I soon, after recommitting our lives to Christ decades ago, decided to go to Israel, and while there at this place of evil, we got baptized right in front of this mountain at the mouth of the Jordan River in defiance to the devil that once had a hold of us but could no longer. And we came out of that water with determination to serve our Lord and Savior, and the gates of hell shall not prevail over me, were my words. Now, can you make that claim? If not, I pray you will. Right now, give your heart to Jesus. Now, there are reports of other portals, even in the United States, like in the highly New Age area of Sedona, and also Mount Graham, and they're both in Arizona, perhaps due to the massive desert areas. But I just want to mention about Mount Graham, because right on top of that mountain houses a large telescope they named Lucifer. It's attached to the Vatican's observatory. Now, when questioning the top scientists and Jesuit priest, he admits to looking for aliens, and when they come, will be most happy to baptize them. What's really remarkable is that the local Indians that live in that area, they did not want the Vatican to use that mountain to build their observatory. And why? Because they said it was a portal, and have actually seen evil spirits on that mountain. They were so incensed about it and afraid that them building up there would provoke more appearances that they went to court over it, but obviously lost their battle. Well, when we, the restrainers, are gone, all hell will break loose, and that is scriptural. Again, do your own research, stay in the Word to keep your armor and much-needed discernment. Read Hebrews 5, 12 through 14. You hear the music, I've got to run. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Because those who love her shall prosper. And that's in Psalm 122, verse 6. Keep looking up.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.